This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Happy Friday it is here on the Kona Edge. As we record this, my name is Brad Brown. It's good to be with you once again. Thanks for joining me today. And man alive, summer has arrived in the Southern Hemisphere, particularly here in Cape Town. I can tell you, it's been an absolute scorcher here the last couple of days. So after I recorded yesterday's podcast, I headed out for a run just outside my office, which is on the promenade here in Cape Town along the beachfront. Absolutely beautiful, but it was a scorcher. And I'm guessing it must have been about 30 degrees Celsius at about 7 p.m., which is about, I think, about 85, 90 Fahrenheit. I can tell you today it's been even hotter, 35 degrees, not a breath of wind at home, which is 95 Fahrenheit. Scorching day. Did some time on the indoor trainer just plopped straight into the swimming pool after that. So I am absolutely poked, but glad it's weekend. We've got a busy weekend lined up here in Cape Town as well. If you're a rugby fan, it is the next leg of the HSBC World 7 Series taking place on my doorstep, and I'm heading out there tomorrow. I actually can't wait. It should be a bit of a wild day out, if I have to be honest. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be chatting to Jackie Cronin a little bit about her Ironman bike on this episode. And a massive thank you to the sponsor of this episode of the Kona Edge. It is proudly brought to you by Health IQ. Historically, you get penalized by life insurance companies for your family history, your BMI, and other attributes, but you don't necessarily get rewarded for your health-conscious lifestyle, right? Well, the good news is things are changing. According to a study by Garatashia et al. That was published in the International Journal for Sports Physiology back in 2014, high-level endurance athletes have a 27% lower level of mortality from cardiovascular disease and a 40% lower level of mortality from cancer. So why, as an endurance athlete, shouldn't you get rewarded for that? Health IQ have got special rates for triathletes, which is awesome because that's you. You can qualify through their Health IQ or other lifestyle quizzes like their Cycling IQ or Running IQ. And it's also pretty cool because you can get additional savings by hooking it up to your Strava or RunKeeper. So hooking it up to actual data, you can include real races that you've done as well, and you can benefit from that as well. You know how as a good driver, you can save on your motor insurance? Well, with Health IQ, they've got a unique mortality model on the health conscious and have lower rates for health conscious people. They've secured, get this, over $1 billion, that's with a B, dollars worth of coverage, so they really know what they're doing. What I'd suggest is head over to this URL, okay? It's healthiq.com/Kona and get yourself a quote. It's absolutely free, no obligation. And let's see how much Health IQ can save you. Alternatively, what you can do is text Health IQ, that's all one word, Health IQ to 44222, and I'll send you all the details straight back. That's healthiq.com/Kona. The link's in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge or on the podcast player you're listening to as well. Let's head straight into today's show and catch up with Jackie Cronin. Let's talk some cycling. We head back to Illinois to catch up with Jackie Cronin. Jackie, welcome back onto the Kona Edge.
Thanks for having me.
Jackie, we spoke about gear in our first chat, and you bought yourself a $400 bicycle because it was pretty. It looked good, and that's what you did your first few races on. And again, I mean, we spoke about your swim and having fun. It's exactly the same on the bike. Get out there. You don't have to have the best gear to start out with as long as you're enjoying it.
Absolutely. I got that bike. It was pretty, and I didn't know anybody that rode bikes. I didn't even know people rode bikes. I got it so that I could get in shape for running.
And obviously that came off the back as it did with your swimming because of an injury. Did you pick up the cycling fairly easily, or was it also a struggle?
I think I picked it up a little easier than swimming. I was definitely frightened of kind of biking and, you know, being on a bike with skinny tires is kind of, you look at it and you think you're just going to fall over, but that's not the case. It does take some time to get used to it. And then I started biking with all of my friends' parents, because those are the only people that I know that ride bikes.
As far as, I mean, are they competitive athletes, or was it all social to start with?
It was all social, definitely all social. Not until this past year did I meet a few more people my age, road racers, bike racers, that I started riding with people who were a little more competitive. But the first 2 years, absolutely, was all for fun, and those are still my favorite rides, where you just, if you're going to ride for 6 hours, you go, you stop for slushies, you stop for donuts. That's the best way to ride.
Jackie, it's so funny you say that. My dad, a couple of years ago, at 67, decided he wanted to do an Ironman. My brother and I had done a few, and he found a cycling group close to where we stayed, and they used to ride on a Tuesday morning. And because of my work situation, I work quite weird hours, so I used to go and ride with all the pensioners. You talk about your friend's parents. I mean, I was riding with geriatrics. Those rides were amazing. It was coffee and sitting down afterwards for a piece of cake and cheesecake. It was just they were really fun, and it's base miles. That's all it is, and getting out there and just time in the saddle and some good times in the sun.
Oh, absolutely. And for me, someone who doesn't do a lot of hard workouts, some of those group rides were, I could consider them a workout for me, because you push to keep up for a little ways, and then some of it's social. And there's a couple sprints in there when everyone gets competitive because they know where the next stop sign is, or the Strava segment. So I consider those social and workouts. So they're good all around.
And when you found the group that they were a bit more competitive that you mentioned, did you find that your cycling got better? Or was it a case of those base miles, just time in the saddle was good enough?
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of both. I was really getting to know the area I was in, so it was easy to go ride because I could ride anywhere. I didn't have to worry about getting lost or ending up on roads that wouldn't be good. And having a couple of friends who were really strong cyclists, if I rode with them, they just kind of pull me along, and I could draft them the whole time and keep up, and it made it more enjoyable. And I was getting a little faster, I think, and learning more. Also, when you ride with a couple of guys, when you get flats, you don't have to worry about changing them yourself, because if I change it myself, we all knew it would take at least a half hour and maybe a couple of tubes. So usually they just change them for me, and that was fine with me.
I'm going to try that strategy next time I'm out with my riding partners and see if it works.
Good luck.
I'll let you know how that goes, okay?
I'd love to hear about it.
As far as one or two things you think you've done over time that have really moved the needle on your bike?
Last year, adding all that volume was huge. And then a couple of really long rides. I overbiked. I did two or three 120-mile rides last summer, and then did one a ride across Michigan, which is 150 miles a couple of weeks before Wisconsin. And that was an awesome ride. It was fun, other than pouring rain the first 80 miles. But biking a lot of miles for me is what made me improve fast, and I think, or improve quickly. I think from now on, it's going to have to be workouts, because I don't have the time that I used to have or the place to go ride like that.
Brilliant. Well, Jackie, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your run next time out. Thanks for your time on the Cone Edge today.
Thank you.
Getting to Kona requires a lot more than passion and hard work. This is where expert coaching plays a large part in filling in the gaps through better programming, education, effective communication, key analysis, and then adapting useful metrics to allow athletes to develop into the best they can be. Performance by 3 have helped countless athletes from all over the world achieve their endurance dreams at the Ironman World Championships by following tried and tested scientific methodology and implementing successful long-term training techniques, achieving a healthy, happy, and competitive athlete. Not ready for Kona just yet, but want to crush your next endurance race? Performance by 3 have a strictly limited group that they take on every year towards their key events through their Breakthrough Performance Program, providing the athlete with every facet they need to PR in their goal event. Initial consultations are obligation-free, so why not check them out to see if they're the right fit for you? Simply head over to pb3.com.au to find out more. That's pb3.com.au, or simply visit theconaedge.com/coaching for more details. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of The Kona Edge. Before I get going, another five-star iTunes review. Thank you so much from Best Nevers in the United States, saying a very nice change of pace. It's very nice to have short sessions to listen to once in a while. The longer episodes have too much to digest, so having something specific to learn and listen to is a breath of fresh air. I'll definitely be recommending The Kona Edge to as many people as possible. Thank you, and keep up the good work. Maybe one day I can be a guest. And that's from Stephen. Stephen, the offer is on the table. You qualify and race on the Big Islands, and you are more than welcome to join me here on The Kona Edge. Simple as that. Thanks for that five-star review. If you haven't left us one yet, please do. This weekend, it would be hugely appreciated. It really does help us grow the show. It's one of the only ways we get to grow the show using iTunes. And the more positive reviews we get, the better it is for our ratings. It's almost like a Google for podcasts. So, yeah, if you wouldn't mind doing it, it literally takes 2 minutes. It's super easy to do, and it really helps us out a lot. Think of it as our virtual tip jar. If you've got anything out of this podcast in the past, it's a way for you to give something back, and I'd really appreciate it if you would do that. This episode of The Kona Edge was brought to you by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. Simply head over to healthiq.com/Kona, and in doing so, you'll not only support the show, but chances are you'll save yourself some money too. You can also text the word Health IQ to 44222. That's all one word, Health IQ to 44222, and I'll send you those details straight back. That URL once again is healthiq.com/Kona. Until Monday, from myself, Brad Brown, you have yourself a superb weekend. If you're racing or if you're training, best of luck, and I hope it all goes according to plan. Look out for me on the telly if you're going to be watching the Sevens tomorrow, and yeah, we'll chat again tomorrow, on Monday rather. Have yourself a great weekend. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.
And I nearly forgot, spots are running out for our chat, our in-transition chat with Kyle Buckingham on Thursday, the 14th of December. If you'd like to be part of it, it's absolutely free. And I think it's going to be an amazing opportunity for you to hang out with a phenomenal, phenomenal athlete. All the details are on this URL. That's thekonaedge.com/transition. That's thekonaedge.com/transition.